Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi hamdan muwafiyan li ni'amih mukafiyan li mazidih. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa junudih. Amma ba'd, qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala: Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan minal masjidil harami ilal masjidil aqsa alladhi barakna hawlahu linuriyahu min ayatina innahu huwas samiul basir. Faqad qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam: Ittaqil maharima takun 'abadan nas. Faqad qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam: Akthiru dhikra hadhim illadhat, ya'ni al-maut, aw kama qala alaihi salatu wasalam. Most respected ulama ikram, elders and brothers, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is allowing us to witness these Mubarak and blessed months, which are known as the Ashhur al-Hurum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran Sharif explains, إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ 12 شَهْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ مِنْهَا 4 حُرُمٍ. Even the hadith of Bukhari Sharif, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, making tafsir, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam making tafsir of this ayat. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this world, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put a system of 12 months into place. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Minha arba'atun hurum. From these 12 months, 4 months are sacred. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explains these 4 months, Thalathun mutawaliyat. 3 months are consecutive, one after the other. Dhul Qa'da wa Dhul Hijjah wa Muharram. And the fourth being, Wa Rajabu Mudhar alladhi bayna Jumada wa Sha'ban. The month of Rajab. So we are currently in this Mubarak and blessed month of Dhul Qa'da. Dear elders and friends, if we see from the time of Ramadan, in all these months, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about them, and there is one common theme in all these months. When it came to Ramadan, what was the purpose of Ramadan? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. When it came to the Ashhur al-Hurum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. When it came to the month of, when it came to Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. When it comes to Qurbani, لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَا كِي يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. The common theme is taqwa. What is taqwa, dear elders and friends, in simple words? To do that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded you to do, and to stay away from those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded you to stay away from. Ulama give us an example of that of a light fitting. For a light to shine, you need the positive and the negative. And when you have the positive and negative in place, then you will see the light of the bulb will now shine. Likewise, dear elders and friends, we need the positives, that which Allah had commanded us to do, we need to do that. And the negatives, that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to stay away from, we stay away from all those things. And when we have these two in place, then the nur of our iman will shine. When it comes to these Ashhur al-Hurum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself gives us guidelines in the Quran Sharif. فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Allah says that do not oppress yourselves in these months. One is, ulama explain, mufassirin explain, فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these months, more in these months, and to stay away more from sin, to stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even more in these months. Another tafsir ulama explained, فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ, that do not carry yourself out so casual in these months. As a result, these Mubarak and blessed months pass, and you fail to get additional reward in these months. So dear elders and friends, we are going through these Mubarak months. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ A common thing, dear elders and friends, as we explained, is taqwa. To do that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to do. And to stay away from those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded us to stay away from. Every day of our lives, this one topic, if not all, then majority of us, this is a common theme. And that is Al-Baytul Muqaddas Al-Masjidul Aqsa. And dear elders and friends, definitely so, Al-Baytul Muqaddas Al-Masjidul Aqsa, this is something which has to be very close to our heart. This is the third haram. And this is a very Mubarak and sacred land. As Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explains, Al-Baytul Muqaddas Banatul Anbiya. Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam built this land. وَسَكَنَتْهُ الْأَنْبِيَاءُ أَنْبِيَاءُ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ resided in this land. وَمَا فِيهِ مَوْضِعُ شِبْرٍ إِلَّا وَقَدْ صَلَّى فِيهِ نَبِيٌّ أَوْ أَقَامَ فِيهِ مَلَكٌ You will not find in this Mubarak land a handspan, a mound, where either a Nabi of Allah did not perform salah there, or an angel did not set foot. Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha, the freed slave of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, narration of Ibn Majah. She says, Ya Rasool Allah, aftina an baytil muqaddas. O Nabi of Allah, tell us with regards to al-baytul muqaddas. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says to her, arudul mahshari wal manshar. Events leading to qiyamah will take place in this Mubarak lands. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says to her, utuhu fasallu fihi. فَإِنَّ صَلَاةً فِيهِ كَأَلْفِ صَلَاةٍ فِي غَيْرِهِ O Maymuna, if you can go to this Mubarak land and perform salah there. For one salah performed in this land is equal to 1,000 salah performed elsewhere. Excluding al-Masjid al-Haram, al-Masjid al-Nabawi. Another narration says 50,000 reward you will get for each salah in al-Bayt al-Muqaddas. Then she says, Ya Rasool Allah, illam astati' an atahammala ilayhi. O Nabi of Allah, what if I cannot physically travel to this Mubarak and blessed land? Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says to her, tuhdi lahu zaytan yusraju fih. If you can send oil which will be used to be burned in the lantern of al-baytul muqaddas al-masjid al-aqsa. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the elders and friends, in our time, maybe we cannot send this oil which could be burnt in the lamps of al-Masjid al-Aqsa, but with regards to wealth, monetarily we can send wealth to al-Baytul Muqaddas, obviously via the correct organizations. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says to her, فَمَنْ فَعَلَ ذَلِكَ فَهُوَ كَمَنْ أَتَىٰ That person who does so, then it is as if he had come to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa in himself. So yes, Al-Baytul Muqaddas does concern us. But let us understand, dear elders and friends, we want Allah's help to come to these people of these Mubarak lands. But the question to ask, are we a means of the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being withheld from coming down to these people? Ulama explain with regards to Al-Masjid Al-Haram, Al-Masjid Al-Nabawi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken it upon himself to protect these Haramain Sharifain. But when it comes to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, then this is the gauge of the Ummah. When the Ummah as in whole will come onto Deen, Allah will grant control of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa to the Muslims. And when the Ummah as in whole, will move away from the deen of Allah, will move away from the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take away the control of al-baytul al-masjid al-aqsa from the control, from the hands of the Muslims. So dear elders and friends, if we cannot do good for these people, then at least don't be a means of the help of Allah being withheld from these people. And that is by indulging in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama explained to us an easy method for a person to bring taqwa into his life. to bring the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into his life, and that is remembrance of death. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, hadith of Tirmidhi Sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَذِ مِنْ لَذَّاتِ يَعْنِي الْمَوْتِ. Increase in the remembrance of the destroyer of all pleasures, and that is death. Insan, this word insan comes from nisyan. Nisyan means to forget. أَوَّلُ النَّاسِ أَوَّلُ نَاسٍ. Ulama explain that one of the things that insan has forgotten, unfortunately, and that is insan has forgotten that he has to one day leave this world. Hazrat Mawlana Abrar Ahmad Dulyawi Rahmatullah Ali, he says, because insan is so forgetful, every day, 5 times a day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds insan of the cycle of life. He says, at the time of Fajr, where from darkness you move into light, oh insan, this is a reminder to you that you came out from the darkness of the womb to the light of this world. He says, at the time of Dhuhr, the sun is at its peak, you cannot look directly to the sun. Oh insan, this is a reminder to you of your youth, where you were very strong, you had the vigor, etc., you had the strength. Oh insan, this is a reminder to you of your youth. At the time of Asr, where the sun is pale, the sun is weak, you cannot look directly at the sun. Oh insan, this is a reminder to you of your old age. At the time of Maghrib, where ghurub of the sun takes place, the sun sets. Oh insan, this is a reminder to you that one day your life also is going to set. And then he says, Isha, after the Maghrib Salah, after the time of Maghrib passes, then there is a twilight. After the redness passes, for a short moment you will find a light on the horizon. Oh insan, this is a reminder to you that after you leave this world, you will only be remembered for a few days. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on one occasion is asked, Man akyasun nas wa ahzamun nas. O Nabi of Allah, tell us, who is the most prudent of people, who are the most intelligent of people? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says to them, أَكْثَرُهُمْ ذِكْرًا لِلْمَوْتِ وَأَشَدُّهُمْ إِسْتِعْدَادًا لِلْمَوْتِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْأَكْيَاسِ ذَهَبُوا بِشَرَفِ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَامَةِ الْآخِرَةِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, prudent, intelligent is that man who prepares for death well in advance. And intelligent and prudent is that man who remembers death in abundance. There is an incident mentioned in Risalatul Mustarshideen with regards to a very great buzruk, a tabi'i, a very pious person whose name was Ubaid bin Umair, rahimahullah, who was a mufti who used to teach in the haram of Makkah Mukarrama. So in his time, there was once a woman who was standing in front of the mirror admiring herself. So she asked her husband, do you know of anyone, after looking at my beauty, will not fall for me? So the husband says, yes, I know one person whose name is Ubaid. He delivers daras and lessons in the haram of Makkah Mukarrama. After looking at your beauty, he will not be infatuated with you. He will not fall for you. So she says, oh, my husband, grant me permission. I want to go and entice this person. So the husband grants her permission. So it is mentioned, she goes, she enters the haram of Makkah Mukarrama, and she approaches Ubaid bin Umair under the pretext of asking him a masla of deen. She came covered in niqab, etc. So she says to him, let us go in one corner, I need to ask you a masla of deen. So when he goes in the corner, it is mentioned, this woman raised her veil. Her beauty was such as if the 14th moon shone. And then she says, oh Ubaid bin Umair, I am madly in love with you, I am infatuated with you. I want you to fulfill this desire of mine. So Ubaid bin Umair says, oh my sister in Islam, let me ask you a few questions. After you answer these few questions, then I will consider your request. But answer me truthfully. So the first question he asks her, لو أن ملك الموت أتاك ليقبض روحك أكان يسرك أني قضيت لك هذه الحاجة. Oh my sister, imagine yourself, the malakul maut is coming to snatch away your ruh. At that very moment, will it please you, I fulfill this haram desire of yours. قالت اللهم لا, she says by the qasam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no. The second question he asks her, فلو أن الناس أعطوا كتبهم ولا تدرين أتأخذين كتابك بيمينك أم بشمالك أكان يسرك أني قضيت لك هذه الحاجة. Oh my sister, imagine yourself, it is a day of Qiyamah. You are standing in the line to get your book of deeds. And you do not know whether you will be given your book of deeds in your right hand or your book of deeds in your left hand. Will it please you at that time I fulfill this haram desire with you? قالت اللهم لا. She says by the qasam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no. The third question he asks her, فلو جيء بالموازين وجيء بك ولا تدرين أتخفين أم تثقلين أكان يسرك أني قضيت لك هذه الحاجة. Oh my sister, imagine yourself on a day of Qiyamah, you are waiting to get your book of deeds weighed. And you do not know whether your good deeds will outweigh your evil deeds or your evil deeds will outweigh your good deeds. Will it please you at that time I fulfill this haram desire with you? قالت اللهم لا. She says by the qasam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no. The fourth question he asks her, فلو أردت الممر على الصراط ولا تدرين أتنجين أم لا تنجين أكان يسرك أني قضيت لك هذه الحاجة. Oh my sister, imagine you have to cross the pool Sirat, which it is mentioned is a thinner than a strand of hair, sharper than a sword, beneath which the fire of Jahannam is blazing. Will it please you at that time I fulfill this haram desire with you? قالت اللهم لا. She says by the qasam of Allah. And the fifth, the last and final question he asks her, فلو وقفت بين يدي الله للمسألة أكان يسرك أني قضيت لك هذه الحاجة. Oh my sister, imagine yourself standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give accountability. Will it please you at that time I fulfill this haram desire of yours? قالت اللهم لا. She says by the qasam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no. And then it is mentioned, the elders, and hearing all these questions with the spectacle of death and what happens after death was brought in front of her, it is mentioned she went home. She divorced herself from this world. She started utilizing and spending her time in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So dear elders and friends, we all heard of Luqman Hakim. Luqman Hakim was that person who was not a Nabi. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him wisdom. The Quran makes mention, وَلَقَدْ آتِيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةَ أَنِشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ. That indeed we had granted Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam wisdom. On one occasion he says to his son, that, O my son, اُذْكُرْ إِثْنَيْنَ. Always keep two things in front of you. Always keep these two things in mind. One is, always remember who is your Rabb. Always remember who is your Rabb. And number two, O my son, always remember death. When you keep death in front of you, then this is a deterrent from a person falling in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear elders and friends, ulama explained that daily we should take our time to ponder and imagine our own janazah. And when a person does this daily consistently, then this inshallah will become a means of him getting the courage of staying away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a result, a person will now stay away from sin and do those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command him to do. And this will save a person, this will make a person from amongst the muttaqeen. So one is a person inculcating the remembrance of death. And on the other hand, there is one thing, dear elders and friends, which in this time in age, Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says is a pandemic, which is making a person lose all which he has obtained, all goodness which he has in his life. As a result, This can lead a person even losing his iman. And that is a person misusing his eyes. This is a sin, dear elders and friends. This is a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran. If you look at the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala generally addresses the males, and in there the females are included. But when it comes to that of protecting a person's gaze, separately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the men, and separately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the woman. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبَصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. Say to the believing men, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they should lower their gazes and protect their chastity. And in the next very verse, وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغُضُنَّ مِنْ أَبَصَارِهِنَّ وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُمْ. Say to the believing woman that they should lower their gazes and they should protect their chastity. Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says that this is a shortcut to becoming the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person protects his gaze. A person protects his gaze from casting lustful glances. This is a shortcut of becoming the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hadith Qudsi. What is a Hadith Qudsi? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, النَّظْرُ سَهْمٌ مِّنْ سِهَامِ إِبْلِيسَ مَسْمُومٌ. Casting a lustful glance is from the poisonous arrows of shaitan. When is a person is struck with a normal arrow, it can prove fatal. How much more fatal an arrow which was dipped in poison strikes you? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, that person who casts a lustful glance, this is a poisonous arrow from the arrows of shaitan. Definitely it is not easy to hold yourself back. But dear elders and friends, a person who holds himself back, this is a great mujahada he is making. In lieu of this, in return, what would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you? مَن تَرَكَهَا مَخَافَتِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever leaves out casting lustful glances, out of what? Not because his wife is looking at him, not because his child is watching him, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَخَافَتِ. Out of my fear, أَبَدَلْتُ بِهَا إِيمَانًا يَجِدُ حَلَاوَتَهُ فِي قَلْبِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will grant him such iman, which he will perceive its sweetness in his heart. Luqman Hakim, as we explained, the elders and friends, on one occasion he calls his son and he says, oh my son, in my life I had granted you 4,000 advices. And now I'm going to mention to you 4 such advices which will encapsulate this entire 4,000. In our words, this is the cherry on the top. So he says 4 things, we'll mention these 4 things and then inshallah we'll end off. The first advice he says to his son, understand, Luqman Hakim, that personality who Allah says we granted him wisdom, and now he is condensing 4,000 advices into 4. The first advice he says, oh my son, وَإِذَا كُنْتَ فِي بُيُوتِ النَّاسِ فَحْفَظْ بَصَرَكَ. Oh my son, when you are in the houses of people, then protect your eyes. Why he mentioned houses of people? Because at that time, to find a woman moving who was not dressed appropriately was hard to find. And a woman, when she is in the walls of her home, then there is no need to make parda, so she drops to an extent because it is only her husband, her children, etc. So that is why he says, وَإِذَا كُنْتَ فِي بُيُوتِ النَّاسِ فَحْفَظْ بَصَرَكَ. Oh my son, when you are in the houses of people, then protect your eyes. Number 2, تَفِي مَجَالِسِ النَّاسِ فَحْفَظْ لِسَانَكَ. Oh my son, when you are in the gatherings of people, then protect your tongue. Hazrat Mullah Yunus Patel, rahmatullah alayhi, used to make mention, the tongue is a tool of great construction or mass destruction. The tongue is a tool of great construction or mass destruction. Number 3, he mentioned to his son, وَإِذَا كُنْتَ عَلَى الْمَائِدَةِ فَحْفَظْ بَطَنَكَ. Oh my son, when you are on the dastarkhan, then protect your belly, don't overeat. And number 4, وَإِذَا كُنْتَ فِي الصَّلَاةِ فَحْفَظْ قَلْبَكَ. Oh my son, when you are in salah, then protect your heart. There's once a person, after the imam made salam, he says, oh imam sahab, you only read 3 rakats today. The imam sahab is confused. He says, no, I think I read 4 rakats. So this person says, you know what, I'm quite certain you only read 3 rakats today. So he says, okay, what's your proof? He says, no, every day, I have 4 shops. Every day in each of the rakats, I make accountability of each shop. And today I only finished the 3rd shop and you made salam. So our salam must not be like this, dear elders and friends. وَإِذَا كُنْتَ فِي الصَّلَاةِ فَحْفَظْ قَلْبَكَ. When you perform salah, protect your heart. A sahabi comes to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, Ya Rasulallah, izni wa awjiz. O Nabi of Allah, give me some advice, but keep it very concise. A sahabi is asking who? The greatest being. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, وَإِذَا كُنْتَ وَإِذَا oh my sahabi, إِذَا قُمْتَ لِلصَّلَاةِ فَصَلِّ صَلَاةً مُوَدِّعٍ. When you stand up to perform your salah, then perform salah of that person who is bidding farewell from this dunya. Allama Qurtubi rahimahullah says, man akthara min dhikri al-maut, ukrima bi thalathati ashya. That person who remembers death in abundance, Allah will grant him 3 things. One is ta'jilu tawbah. You will hasten in making tawbah. Because if by mistake you disobeyed Allah, then this aspect of death is so much in your mind that you don't want to pass away before asking Allah for forgiveness, so you will hasten in tawbah. Number 2, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you qanaat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you peace in your heart. Why? Because death is in front of you, you understand that that's my goal, akhirat is my goal, this world is only a passing phase. And number 3, you will have nashatul ibadah, you will have life in your ibadat. Because every ibadat you perform, because death is so much in your mind, this thought will come to you that what if this ibadat I'm carrying out is the last ibadat of my life? So what will be the quality of that ibadat? So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to gain maximum in this great month in Ashur-e-Hurum. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to remember death in abundance. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from His close servants. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.